It's Chick on Stories. We're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Yesterday, Region 1 released some winter break guidelines for parents, for grandparents, students, brothers, and sisters in Region 1. With the winter break rapidly approaching, they're sure that they're looking forward to time to relax and enjoy your holiday. It'll be another unusual holiday, but you'll celebrate as you're able to do and ring in 2021 with hope that it brings to return a more normal day-to-day routine for us all. The letter went on to say from Lisa Carter, she thought it would be helpful to send this information that includes Connecticut State travel advisories and the CDC guidelines for social gatherings as a way for you to have easy access to the information in one place. Region 1 thanks you for following these guidelines to ensure that they minimize the spread of the virus in Region 1, thereby keeping everybody safe, healthy, and able to attend school in person when they return from the break. Additionally, they want to continue monitoring emerging COVID-19 cases in the region during the break. Please contact your school nurse or administrator with any of the following information. Close contact with someone who had tested positive for COVID-19, any testing for COVID-19 due to symptoms, test results, positive or negative. The information will help the school district understand what's happening in the school community as they prepare to reopen schools to students for in-person learning on January 5th for pre-K through 8 schools and on January 19th for Housatonic. They thank you in advance for following the guidelines for social distancing, wearing face masks, and hand washing throughout the break. The hard work throughout the fall in respect has allowed them to keep schools open for in-person learning for much of the first half of the school year. They'd like to continue that path in the new year, and they know that this is what's best for students and families. On behalf of the Region 1 staff, we wish you a relaxing and restorative holiday break and better days to come in 2021. Signed, Lisa Carter, Superintendent for Region 1. Ruth Epstein had a story in the Republican American. The assignment to prepare 380 gift bags for staff at Hotchkiss School in Salisbury in lieu of swanky holiday parties fell to Teresa Freund and the staff at Freund's Farm Marketing Catering in East Canaan. Naturally, the intention was to include cheese. Cheese is a dairy product. Teresa and her husband, Matthew, operate businesses related to their dairy farm. Quote, dairy is what we do, so naturally we wanted to include cheese, end quote, she said. While they couldn't because cheese is perishable and the gift bags weren't going to be refrigerated before delivery this week to the school's campus. Cabot Cheese provided 380 nifty plaid bags, which each contained Wintermead's maple syrup for Norfolk, honey from Pine Hill Farm in Sharon, candles, tea from Harney & Sons in Millerton, New York, 7 giant holiday cookies from Freund's Farm Market, ovens, apple butter from the market's kitchen, and a coupon handily provided by Cabot for $4 worth of Cabot cheese in the dairy aisle. Connecticut restaurants were hoping the second COVID relief package will give them an economic shot in the arm. That second package from Congress should give much-needed shot in the arm to struggling restaurants. In Connecticut, since the start of the pandemic, 600 restaurants have already closed their doors. They hope the second round will slow the tide and help businesses stay afloat. While the Connecticut Restaurant Association said it's been 7 months, it said the new federal relief package is one that's desperately needed for restaurants and millions of Americans. It will include another round of the Paycheck Protection Program and roughly $280 billion. It will also include the ability to deduct prior PPP expenses when it comes to taxable income. 6 Berkshire County firefighters, including 3 from the Hancock Fire Department, were among the most recent class to complete training in the Massachusetts Firefighting Academy. William Graves, William Kipp, and Jamie Williamson, all from Hancock Department, as well as Tanel Siempa of Adams Fire Department, Trevor DeReese of the Great Barrington Fire Department, and Charlie Sanchez-Rios of the North Adams Fire Department, received their certificates of completion at the Department of Fire Services Springfield campus. 27 firefighters from 17 departments statewide completed the Call Volunteer Recruit Firefighter Training Class, according to the news release. The Town of Northeast Planning Board special meeting via Zoom only. There'll be public comment an application for a lot line adjustment, general business, and then they'll close the meeting. In Cornwall, the Economic Development Commission has a Zoom meeting. Region 1 Board of Education has a budget subcommittee meeting on Wednesday at 10 a.m. via Zoom. Information is available on their website. Farmers to Families is holding a food box distribution on Wednesday from 10 till 12 at 59 Field Street in Torrington. Drive-through distribution combined fresh produce, dairy, and meat products. Town of Northeast Planning Board meeting on Wednesday, December 23rd, has been canceled. Dover Town Board has their regular town meeting on December 30th. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the day at 30,216.45. The NASDAQ at 12,742.52, and the S&P 500 at 3694.92. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.